Drink. Hi, and welcome back to Random Threads Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna. This is episode 18, which is super amazing that we've done 18 episodes of Random Threads. Today, I wanted to talk about 7 morning mindful tips. If you follow me on Instagram, which is Shayna_Dakota, I posted this the other day, actually on my feed, and I got a lot of positive feedback from it, and so I thought I'd make a podcast episode out of it. Anyway, you can check it out, Shayna_Dakota on Instagram. You can also follow the podcast, the official podcast page on Instagram, which is random_threads_podcast. And all of the threads on all of our platforms have a Z at the end. That's what's unique about us. Anyway, so let's get into this. 7 morning mindful tips. Tip number 1, wake up in enough time that you're not rushing out the door to go. Set your alarm so that you have enough time to enjoy your morning routine without the anxiety of speeding through this important time of day. I know that some people like to claim that they are either morning people or night owls and that you can't be both. I actually disagree with that. I think that you can enjoy your morning and your night all in the same day. It's just all a matter of where you put your mind and your thoughts towards positivity or negativity, looking at all the negative aspects of life or the positive aspects of life, and taking the anxiety and the stresses and the circumstances and taking them and applying them to in a positive manner and looking at the bright side of things. So throughout this whole podcast episode talking about morning mindfulness, I want you to kind of forget about whatever category you have ever labeled yourself in as either a morning person or a night owl. So there again, tip number 1, wake up in enough time that you're not rushing out the door to go. Set your alarm so that you have enough time to enjoy your morning routine without the anxiety of speeding through this important time of day. Tip number 2, list 3 to 5 things you are grateful for. This is best said out loud so you can hear them, but you can also think them with purpose. One step further would be to write your gratefulness down in your journal, but start by citing them first. This, I have found, is very helpful in my own morning routine because sometimes I don't wake up necessarily in the best of moods because usually I feel tired just because it feels like ever since I became a mom, I have gotten less sleep. Even as the children are aging, I still get less sleep because children, for some reason, at least my children, they still wake up every single night, no matter what. I think maybe I can count on one hand the amount of nights that Dakota and I have actually got to sleep through the entire night as parents without none of our children, all 3 of our children, waking up. At least one of them wakes up every single night. So anyway, I am usually tempted to be a little grouchy in the morning because I would like more sleep and I would like to stay in my bed and in my comfort of my nice safety of my blankets or whatever. Anyway, so I do find it very helpful to go ahead and list the 3 to 5 things or more that I'm grateful for. And I prefer to say them out loud because it makes me help hold myself accountable for them. And then I have, like I've told you in past podcasts, I have recently started journaling again and writing things down. And so it also helps me to just grab my journal, which I usually leave either a piece of paper or my journal or whatever right by my bed, and or sticky notes, whatever, right by my bed, and I just write the things down that I'm grateful for in the morning. And also, this is kind of a random threads for you. I make coffee every morning for Dakota for when he goes to work, and I found it really helpful for our relationship to also, while I'm making him coffee, I am writing a simple note, like either an affirmation or a positive thing about the day or something that we're gonna desire or a goal that we have set for the day, just a reminder or whatever. But I have, or even if it's just a simple I love you on a post-it note. Anyway, I found it very helpful for both him and I when I start the day out, writing him a simple love note. Okay, so that was tip number 2, list 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for. Tip number 3, as soon as you leave the bed, make it. You don't have to make it catalog perfect. Just take the time to put intention towards tidying up your resting space. Even if you have a partner still sleeping in bed, straighten your side with purpose. This, I totally love the idea and the chore, so to speak, or the activity of making your bed and making it as soon as you leave it. That way you don't forget to make it, first of all. And second of all, you do start your day off with a positive activity that sets things at organized and cleaned and straightened out for the rest of your day, meaning that you will have more of a positive experience of getting straightened, organized, cleanliness things throughout your entire day, whether that be a clean mindset or clean goals or a clean path to work. I really believe that when you turn around, right around and make your bed, it makes for a well, better organized rest of your day. So that was tip number three. As soon as you leave your bed, make it. Tip number four, drink at least one glass of water before eating breakfast and before drinking anything else. Starting your day with fresh water helps activate your body and mind. It will help you produce more energy than if you slammed down a cup of coffee, which will encourage a positive mood. This is totally 100% true for me because I have done a complete turnaround in my activity and energy in the mornings, because I used to just go straight to my coffee, and I used to have like this mindset or mentality or habit, I guess, that I needed the cup of coffee right as soon as I woke up to help me function during the day or to help me be in a better mood, or almost like I needed it, or I was like, you know, just like yearning for a cup of coffee. But once I decided to go ahead and drink at least one cup of water every morning before I ate anything or before I drank anything else, it was phenomenal to me how much it actually did boost my energy to where I didn't feel like I needed coffee. Like, I could probably go a long time without coffee. Like, literally, I didn't need coffee. It just amazes me how much water is so essential to your energy in your body and your mind. And so that was tip number four. Drink at least one glass of water before eating anything or drinking anything. Tip number five, sit down to eat your breakfast. Whether you are drinking a smoothie or eating a full course bacon, eggs, and pancakes, sit down. Notice the tastes, the smells, the temperature, and the textures of what you are consuming. This intentional eating will also help you digest better. This has been a breakthrough for me as well, that if you sit down, intentionally sit down to eat and enjoy what you are eating, you are not going to be like scarfing your food or getting indigestion or anything like that. So this intentional eating will help you digest better. Not to mention, it will help you enjoy what you're eating better, and it will help you not overeat your food, and it will help it, like, it just basically balances out any time that you are eating. If you just sit down with intention and pay attention to everything that you are eating, what you are putting into your mouth, you know, like I said, the taste, the smells, the temperature, the textures, everything about what you are putting into your body, you need to pay attention to. That way it is better able to produce the positive results that you want to see in your body, or that you want to feel in your body, or even that you don't even know happens in your body. This will produce those positive results. So that was tip number five, to sit down when you eat your breakfast, no matter what you're eating or drinking. Tip number six, drink your morning choice of beverage with intentional sips. When you take the time to truly enjoy your cup of tea or your mug of coffee, you learn to appreciate the tastes and feelings they bring you. So it truly is a hug and a mug. Like, if you don't just go and slam down your tea or your coffee, especially if you still have the mindset of, oh, I need my coffee to function, like, when you do that, you're not truly appreciating your love for the beverage. And so tip number six of drink your morning choice of beverage with intention, with intentional sips, you will learn to actually love what you love even more, because you are purposing to put your mind at what you love, and it will enhance that love towards that beverage. So tip number seven, drive or ride to your work, school, or running errands while noticing the things around you: the color of the sky, the blooming or hibernation of the trees, the weather, the people walking on the sidewalk, the traffic passing by, the dog walkers, the bike riders, the morning commuters, the butterflies in the field, the birds playing in the streets, like anything that is happening around you while you drive or you ride to work or school or running errands or wherever you happen to be going, you just need to take a moment and just mindfully look at everything that is happening around you. Like I said, the sky, the grass, the weather. Even pay attention to what you're listening to if you have music on, or if you have nothing on and it's complete silence, or if you have children in the back seat and they're talking and they're laughing or they're singing, or shoot, maybe they're even having an argument. If you just take a moment and notice everything that's happening around you and take your thoughts and your mindfulness towards those things, you will be able to, for one, have a clearer focused thought patterns, clearer focused thought life, clearer focused thought habits. You'll be able to notice and appreciate everything more. So, tip number 7, drive or ride with intention, noticing everything around you. So these are only a few tips to make your mornings better, which will essentially create a day full of purpose and intention. We orchestrate our days, so let's start them on purpose. And so that is everything that I had for you today. So the tips were, 1, wake up in enough time that you're not rushing out the door to go. 2, list 3 to 5 things you're grateful for. 3, as soon as you leave your bed, make it. 4, drink at least 1 glass of water before eating breakfast or drinking anything else. 5, sit down to eat your breakfast. 6, drink your morning choice beverage with intentional sips. And 7, drive or ride to your work, school, or running errands while noticing everything around you. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I will chat at you next week. Thank you so much. Hey, let's stay connected. Email me at threadsrandom@gmail.com. That's threadsrandom@gmail.com. Follow and message me on Instagram, random_threads_podcast. You can also follow and message me on my personal account, which is Shana_Dakota. That's Shanea_Dakota. Both of those are on Instagram. Also subscribe to my channel on YouTube under Random Threads. All of the threads have a Z at the end of them. That is what makes us unique. Also, Dakota and I have a YouTube channel for our business, Grabbers Resell. You can also follow us on Instagram, which is Grabbers_Resell. Thank you guys so much.